tuned in to the American Journal with Rex Jones. Watch it live right now at band.video.
You know, I'm thinking about modern human civilization right now and how easy we have it because men used to sail on ships, a hard tack for a month. People used to go along the Silk Road. People used to sail along the Horn of Africa and get smashed in giant waves and still survive. I mean, Magellan and his crew literally went around the entire world. They circumnavigated the entire planet. And I sit here today and I'm running my business as well as also doing a show, and I'm a little stressed out about bills and things happening in life. And you just got to remind yourself, the ancestors, the people that came before us, people that went through all these hard things, the giants that's shoulders that we stand on today, if they could do it, if they could battle through lead poisoning, vitamin mineral deficiencies, whatever, if they're able to power through and create a better future, we can do the same thing as well. We've really gotten soft and decadent. I need to do better. We all need to do better. I just want to give that message of self-improvement. We can defeat the enemy. Now, I want to get into some breaking news, and I'm going to take calls here in a second. Joe Biggs, I believe, he's okay. I've confirmed with him that he's all right, but he got into a fender bender, let's call it. And I don't think he's going to be joining us here at the start of the hour. I'm going to read this break. Breaking news to you after I read out the phone number. I want to hear what you thought of Trump's speech last night. If you want to call 1-877-789-2539, that's 1-877-789-2539. If you want to call in, you want to tell me about how you thought the speech went, call 1-877-789-2539. Now, I'll get the document straight. Overhead shot, please. Trump polled advisors about replacing Tulsi Gabbard as intelligence chief. This is breaking this morning. Donald Trump has privately asked cabinet members in recent weeks whether he should replace his director of national intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard, venting frustration that she shielded a former deputy who undercut his rationale for war with Iran, including two people briefed on the discussions. Okay, it is not clear that Trump will actually fire Gabbard over the episode. Currently, there is no standout candidate to take the job, and advisors have cautioned that creating a high-profile vacancy before a successor is ready could cause unhelpful political distractions. Let's talk about her job. So I always get it messed up. I always say DIA. She's the DNI, the Director of National Intelligence. What Tulsi Gabbard's job is to take all of the data from the various intelligence agencies, foreign and domestic, and then to present a report to the president about the most current, the most factual, the most top secret, ultimately, of information. Right. That you'd say that's a very important job. You know, why hasn't she been more active? Why don't we see more of her? Well, at the very beginning, Trump made it clear that she was to be sidelined and that John Ratcliffe, the CIA head, was to be prioritized in all decision makings. That's the guy that briefs and backs Trump. That's the guy that we see literally nut in his pants when he hears that Trump is about to pass another weapons package to Ukraine. That's the guy Trump listens to. Joe Kent, of course, working directly under Tulsi Gabbard as the second in command over at the DNI. He, of course, leaves on principle. He has to resign because of the war. And Tulsi Gabbard literally sold T-shirts. See if we can find this on Twitter. She sold T-shirts for $40 that said no war with Iran. And she's come out and given CIA intelligence briefings where she says in Congress, she goes, look, here's the deal. You need to listen to what I got to say right now. Oh, look at this real quick. No war with Iran. Get our troops out of Iraq and Syria now. She literally sold the T-shirt. So I don't want to hear about being a popcorn thrower from Dan Bongino. I don't want to hear about these people can't be criticized. What is this? What is this? You're going to sell people something? You're going to profit? You're going to grift? That's the definition of grift. People say that we grift for selling a supplement. People say we're selling a physical product that people take and get benefits from. People call us grifters. She's selling you the idea of something that she is actively working against or is quiet about in the administration today. Think about that for a second and think about this. This is the other half to consider. It's never good enough. Okay. She can come out and she can say, well, you know, the president made his decision. I support the president. That's not enough. You have to say the president's mission is divine. It's been given to him by God and we back it 100%. You have to be in the cult because she's been incredibly subservient and positive towards the administration, towards this war, ultimately, by not speaking up about it. It's still not good enough. I'll go back to the article. But Trump's discussion marked an ominous development for Gabbard, given the president tends to pull his advisors when he starts to seriously consider whether a personnel change is necessary. The two people spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss private conversations. Trump's doubts about Gabbard followed her testimony at the Worldwide Threats hearing on Capitol Hill last month, where she declined to. Is this North Korea? In North Korea, at the worldwide threat hearing on Capitol Hill, you have to condemn the person like it's a Salem witch trial. We condemn you. We condemn you, Joe Kent. Your wife died at war fighting for America. You did 11 combat deployments. You're like a central casting, perfect guy, basically, military CIA intel, like archetype. Like that's literally the dude. And you go, that guy's scum. That guy that fought for his country is trash. You must condemn him. Now, I mean, her refusal to condemn him is enough for her to get potentially probably cut from this administration. I think we've all known that this has been coming for quite some time. Asked on Sunday whether Trump still had confidence in Gabbard's leadership, he said, yeah, sure. Another great line from the peace president. Yeah, sure. Trump told reporters aboard Air Force One, I mean, she's a little bit different in her thought process than me. She doesn't want to kill everybody, but it doesn't make somebody not available to serve as long as they do what I say. In a statement, White House spokesperson Stephen Chung defended Gabbard's tenure. As President Trump just said in his remarks, he has confidence in Director Gabbard and the tireless work she is doing. Little nicotine pouch there. Tireless work she is doing. He has assembled the most talented and impactful cabinet ever, and they have collectively delivered historic victories on behalf of the American people. All right, now we also got this. This is from yesterday. It's April 1. Maybe it's April Fool's. We hope it's not April Fool's. Trump has discussed firing Attorney General Pam Bondi. President Trump has discussed firing Attorney General Pam Bondi in recent days as he grows frustrated with her leadership. Oh, we're all frustrated with her leadership. It's not just you, Trump. As he goes frustrated with her leadership at the Justice Department and her handling of the Epstein files, according to four people familiar with the conversations, Mr. Trump has floated the idea of replacing Ms. Bondi with Lee Zeldin, the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, the people said. They spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss private deliberations by the president. Mr. Trump has not made a final decision, and Mrs. Bondi's allies pointed to photos of her and the president. We're on the next photo op. We're in the latest photo op. We can never be fired. He'll cut and run instantly from me. We watched that all the time in the first administration. So if you know Trump, you know what's happening. He says Pam Bondi's wonderful and is doing a good job. That basically means you're fired. So we're going to see what happens. I want to go to your calls. Can we see what's on the board today? I want to see who's calling. I want to see who's calling into the morning show with Rex Jones, American Journal. All right, we got Bart in Georgia on the board. I want to remind people the number to call in. It's 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Thank you very much. Bart in Georgia, what's on your mind? What do you think about that speech?
It's just delusional garbage. No matter what Trump says, he can't sell me on this war. It's gone right way further than he was claiming. But I think the true intention, although delusional, is that Trump is hoping that we're going to take control of the oil and have it sold in U.S. dollars because they're only selling about 10% of their oil now. If he were to jack that up to 100% and sell in U.S. dollars, it's keep this false fiat currency running.
Right.
And that's the true intention. And that's what the wars are all about. And we're going to lose because we're intending to lose. Like
sure.
I discussed with you the last time.
Yeah. The thing that they'll tell you, Bart, is that, oh, no, wait, it's all going to be figured out. It's going to be over soon. They're looking into things. The team is working on it. And for people like us, I mean, for me, the red line that was crossed on day one was the blowing up of the school and the war crime of that and the killing of 180 little girls and their teachers. And you'll talk to people about this online or you'll see them give a commentary. Like I played that guy earlier, Adam Sosnick, running cover for the administration. And he comes after Dave Smith and he says, you think the American military is the biggest terrorist organization in the world? I say, what more proof do you need? How do you feel about that?
I agree. You know, they didn't call them baby killers in Vietnam for nothing. I know most of those guys were honest, but there was enough of them doing bad stuff.
It's about the leadership. And that's the thing that they act like they're talking about the troops. The troops didn't make the decision to go do this. Just like, you know, a pen doesn't decide to write or a knife doesn't decide to stab. It's the leadership. And they act like the leadership can't be blamed, like you're attacking the soldiers.
Yeah, yes, sir. You're absolutely right. I just want to point out this shortage of gasoline has ruined my favorite vacation spot of Thailand. You can no longer get a taxi cab from Bangkok to any tourist area because they can't get fuel and fear they won't be able to get back.
Wow. Wow. Oh, you got unprofessional alert. My bad. I got an Amber alert going off on my phone. How do I turn that off? Okay. I apologize. They're gonna kill me back there in the production area. Yeah, I mean, the global impact on areas that aren't America, aren't a place that's energy independent like us. I mean, just you think about the impact around the world and how much this is going to make people around the world dislike us. This is why I feel like our government defames us. Do you feel like our government defames us by doing stuff like this in our name?
Yeah, they make us look really bad around the world. We need to get all of our troops everywhere, bring them home and put them on the border. And fight this war on drugs. That's one war I truly believe in, getting rid of this fentanyl and these drug cartels. That's a war I believe in, instead of the stupid stuff in the Middle East that never ends.
Indeed. Thank you for your call, Bart in Georgia. Call back in anytime. Let's go to Van in Phoenix. He says the speech was terrible. Your thoughts? That's going to be caller number two. That's Van in Phoenix.
Hey, good morning, Rex. Yeah, the speech last night was horrible. I don't know. I've fallen off the Trump train and nothing's making sense anymore. He's been talking out of both sides of his mouth. He's been endorsing horrible candidates. There's a guy out here who is a former NFL kicker named Jay Feely. He's endorsing Jay Feely. And right the day before the election, Jay Feely was taking pictures with Bill Clinton. Jay Feely gives speeches at CGI for the Clinton Foundation. He was in Haiti. It's like, what were you doing in Haiti? Well, yeah, and Turning Point USA is backing this guy. There is an actual Freedom Caucus candidate. The guy's, there's another candidate for Congressional District Number 1 in Arizona that is just above and beyond. His name's Joseph Chaplick. He's a Freedom Caucus guy, Catholic, okay? But Trump wants to support Jay Feely, who's friends with the Clintons, who, you know, is giving speeches at CGI, who's in Haiti with the Clintons, who, you know, he's a gun grabber. He's anti-gun. Yeah. He's liberal on guns. It's like, what are you doing, Trump? I'm so disappointed in the Trump administration.
The only thing these people are quote-unquote conservative about is conserving greater Israel. And that's the one campaign position. All these people are anti-gun. They're anti-First Amendment. I mean, look at that Mark Wayne Mullen. That guy was trying to get rid of free speech in America, trying to pass that IAEA definition of anti-Semitism. Here's the thing. You're talking about this, and I identify with it heavily because, like you're saying, I fell off the Trump train. I also fell off the Trump train, but that's because we didn't leave him. He left us. It's a very key thing to keep in mind. But we're actually given a great gift in this time, and the great gift is that we get to divorce ourselves from the cult of personality, and we get to actually focus on the issues, which is always what InfoWars was about. And how I define that beyond any other thing right now is being anti-war. Period. That's our one position. Everything else is downstream of that. And the pedophile issue, of course, is all wrapped into one because only they would be able to put us into these endless wars with no remorse. We've got to identify a new political platform moving forward that isn't dependent on a cult of personality. Your thoughts?
No, my totally agreed, Rex. We have a political problem right now that I don't think we can solve this with politics at this point. I'm sorry to say, I'm not encouraging violence. I'm just saying it has gone so far off the rail. It has gone so far over for Israel. It's like if people want to keep voting to have a nuclear war with Iran and supporting Israel and sending them money every 6 months and whatever BB needs, you know, vote for Jay Feely in Arizona, Congressional District Number 1. You'll get war. You'll get your guns taken. You'll get, you know, everything about Israel. Who cares about Americans? Who cares about anything to do with Americans? It doesn't matter. I'm so tired of it, Rex.
I know.
I'm tired of it. And no, listen, this is what we need to do on our side. We need to call out these candidates that are running that are horrible. We need to get the dirt on them. We need to understand who they are, and we need to just sound the alarm because InfoWars and Alex Jones, you guys are huge right now, and you guys are bigger than you've ever been. You guys have more of an influence, and I say let's use that influence to not let these horrible candidates like Jay Feely in Congressional District Number 1 get elected so it's more of the same. Please, we need to do everything we can. I mean, if we're only going to vote for based Catholics, then let's go with based Catholics. I'm tired of these Christian Zionist Bible church people
in Arizona. You're being very racist right now. We don't accept it. You must vote for Lindsey Graham. I mean, he endorses the warmonger chicken hawk bubble wand merchant.
Do I need to put on a Mickey Mouse outfit too? And
maybe
bend
they
over
listen
for him?
To
like,
you. Maybe if it was if it's blue and white, if it's the color of the Israeli flag, maybe they'll listen to you. I really appreciate your call, Van. Call back in anytime. Let's go to Jeff in Pennsylvania. Good website for community action.
Hi. Hello.
Howdy.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Nice question.
Whether to sneeze there.
Oh, all right. Bless you if you sneeze.
Thank you.
Bottom line with the speech last night, it is what it is. My thing, I love listening to you guys and listening to you for well over 15 years, but I think there's other websites out there and nobody's talking about this. Has anybody listened to Promethean Action? They approach this a whole weird different way. And I don't know if this is another Q kind of thing going on or what. So that's really what I need to know. Mm. What other people think of it.
Interesting.
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't know what you're talking about. What's that website?
It's called Promethean Action.
Okay. Well, thank you. We'll look into that. Thank you, Jeff in Pennsylvania. Let's go to Drew in Colorado. When did Trump change spiritually in your mind?
Well, how you doing, Rex?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Weather in a storm. Nice. Cruising on through.
Oh, good. Nice to finally speak to you. I'm a longtime listener. First time actually getting on.
Awesome.
I have a plug that I would like bigly to look back into. I used to get, I still get vitamin mineral fusion, but I used to get fizzy magnesium.
Yes.
And I would mix those two together, and it was badass. So
yes.
If Bigley's listening, can you please get some more magnesium? I love it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's why I put magnesium in the methyl drive. Magnesium is so critical. It's responsible for over 300 enzymatic processes throughout the body. Fizzy magnesium was an incredible product. It's one of many things I hope to bring back. I want people – here's the thing. If you want these products, call Bigley up. Tell them that you want me to work on them. And that's a serious –
I do, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it, bro. That's the way to affect change. I want to make so many cool things for you guys. I want to bring the classic products back. It means a lot to me growing up here because I was damn proud and still am damn proud of every single thing that we've created here, and especially the products that we've given you guys. Just incredible stuff. And thank you so much for the support.
Absolutely. Not only are they – beneficial, nutritious, they're delicious.
You know,
that fizzy magnesium was bubbly and it was effervescent and it was just some good stuff. So I hope that comes back.
Yes, I'm gonna make a note right now. Every time I'm in here, I write down something on a piece of paper that I take it with me. Fizzy magnesium.
Yeah.
Reboot.
The good stuff.
No, dude, 100%. Thank you so much. Is there anything you want to say? You want to talk about Trump a little bit here?
Yeah. I tried really hard to get on with Alex yesterday and JT here. I personally think I noticed in my heart, in my soul, that Trump literally started to change his ways when he got jabbed the last time on live TV.
A lot of people saying that. Yep.
Yeah, I feel that he's been injected with something evil, controlling, and it's tearing apart the world, not only just America, but it's destroying the world.
Yes. Yeah. Here's the thing. I think that's more likely than them all being buddy friends that are trying to save the world. And here's the thing. I did conspiracy talks with Anthony Graffia last night, and we disagreed on certain topics. He thinks it's all kind of been like preordained. Trump was always set up to be in this role. I think he more got kind of browbeaten and broken into kind of being a beast of burden for this agenda that he pushes nowadays. I do think at one point in time he was legitimate. I do truly believe that still. Even now, and I do truly view him as a Darth Vader figure, but something definitely changed. And you can point at Butler, Pennsylvania. You can point at the COVID vaccine, the public injection. You can look at all of it. It's just these very weird, almost ritualistic events that happen, and we witnessed just a complete 180 on positions. Thank you, Drew in Colorado. Let's go to Aaron in Tucson. We got Arizona people today. Arizona show. Aaron in Tucson, caller number 5. What's on your mind?
Hi, good morning, Rex. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great.
Wonderful. I'm calling about Trump's speech. After hearing it, I can't help but feel utterly black-pilled. And our one dude who we thought was going to give us a true American renaissance has failed us. And as I look across the political landscape, I don't really see many faces that will help us besides
Let me come in here, and I want to let you continue to make your point. And you're absolutely free to after I break this down here. Here's the thing: the reason why it's so blackpilling, it's so terrible, is because it's not because of that man. It's because of what that man represented, and we got to realize it's the values of 1776, of America First, of what MAGA actually meant to us. That's what we have to bring forward. That's the white pill I want to give you. And yes, it is black pilling to realize that nobody's coming to save us, but we also need to realize in that that we get to be our own hero as well.
I couldn't agree more, man. me, myself, I'm a Messianic Jew. I converted to Christianity when I was 14, and I have not been stronger in my faith since this last year. I'm 30 years old. I recently became a father. My son's just turned 1 year old, and I'm just terrified of the future that my boy gets to grow up in.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're not going to let them create that world. It starts with everybody on the ground level rejecting it and coming out against it strongly. And literally, it's about being the crazy person now, because you're not the crazy person anymore. We're in global war. Go talk to people. Go talk to people that you're next to on the street. It doesn't matter. We got to wake people up. And I think that's what you've realized. Anything you want to say in closing?
Yes, sir. We're out here trying to save souls. Don't forget the bigger picture, man.
Absolutely. Everything goes back to Jesus Christ, the living God, the fulfillment of the Old Testament, of course. He's the person that saves us. He died on the cross for our sins. And this is something that our politicians ignore and that they don't even really talk about. Or if they talk about it, it's in service of their political agenda, and they want to tie it to something, and they want to make you identify Christ with people doing wars. Christ is the peacemaker, okay? Christ said the meek will inherit the earth. Christ said, you know, better for those that cause little ones that believe in me to stumble to have a millstone tied around their neck and to be dropped into the deepest ocean. And I can't think of any better example of that in action right now besides the Epstein files and the war. Thank you so much for your call, Aaron. Really appreciate it. We got 1 minute left here. I'm going to go ahead and close it out myself, and we're going to go back to callers in the next segment. Maybe Joe Biggs will join us, maybe he won't. Really appreciate you all being here with me today. I'm going to go ahead and read out the promotion again. There is a new rolling sale, up to 40% off NAD Plus, the longevity molecule, super powerful. We all know about it. New powerful addition to the alexjonesstore.com. We got the Shilajit caps and gummies with the incredibly powerful fulvic acid, MK Ultra atomic defense, colostrum and life force, up to 30% off iodine tincture, methylene blue tincture, methylene red tincture, and creatine powder. And we got the signature bag, the bundle that's going away soon. You're going to want to subscribe and save. You're going to want to get the iodine. You're going to want to get the methylene blue, the power drive bundle, the Shilajit, like I described before. All these products are amazing. Do your own research on them and help keep us alive in the fight, in the information war. Get what you need at the prices that you deserve at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm honored to be here with you. We're going to close it out with calls. We got the great, the one and only Alex Jones coming up at 11 a.m. You're going to want to be here, 11 a.m. Alex Jones, stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies, the delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact? Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health. With Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.